Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www. Call me, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Are there at least some MIs that are decent?
Yes, there are.
Rise, McMahon, Polanco is still out there.
Polanco's very interesting in the new park. You still have Tim Anderson out there, if you want a shortstop, leading off for the Marlins.
Going to some boxing gyms.
Hey, I got him for a buck in one of the auctions too. It's 15 team, man. Those shortstops, like we just said, disappear. So
Nate Lowe. Yeah, there's not a secret shortstop down here somewhere.
I don't think so. Unless I missed him completely. There goes Polanco.
All right, I'm going to take Candy, get my CI here.
Yep, smart move. Smart move. Lock it up.
Lock it up. I'm going to move Caminero down to my util.
I'm going to try to grab Ryan McMahon right now to call this good for my middle infield right now. Just be done with it.
Just be done with it. Yeah, don't want to mess with it anymore.
It's getting rough in these streets.
Candy McMahon.
And there he goes. You son of a...
Let's go, Guthrie. Attaboy.
He's had a few of those for both of us, it feels like.
He really has.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
Yeah, I hate being stuck to
and there goes Morel. Like, just eat my cue alive, you.
What can I say
on this show right now?
I'm trying not to edit this, but
yeah, it's why I keep biting my tongue. Though if the Welsh was editing, I just like let it fly. Like,
no, he doesn't edit these. I always edit them. But yeah. I think just with the jam-packed schedule with no Welsh here, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do my normal.
Even better. On this one, even so. Better. So let it loose, what you're saying?
No, don't.
Kidding, I know.
Come on, guy.
Sorry, misunderstood you. Misunderstood you,
you mother.
Yeah. Now I'm on deck and the middle infield is just destroyed. This
after
is
Morel,
absolutely
Carlos Estevez, on
horrible.
Grissom. Good God. There are no shortstops left.
This is depressing.
Oh, man. Bayo, I just queued up, and there he goes. See ya.
Brendan Faught, one of my favorite around pitchers.
Bubba, what are you doing?
I told you, I like the D-backs this year. I have a lot of shares of these guys. Brendan Faught, man. Talk about late rounds getting an innings eater. Boom, shakalaka.
Man. Yeah, it's a good call. I mean,
that's why I did it.
But, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. That is a great idea.
Those are the only kind I have.
Let's see.
Goes Tyler O'Neill.
Yeah, Finnegan, Tyler O'Neill to end out the 14th round. We are on the first pick in the 15th round here for Tim Anderson. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this shortstop situation.
Bro. I'm just going to have to take J.P. Crawford, right? I mean, I got to do it. Like, I mean, I was going to wait, but... I mean, he's a leadoff hitter.
Talk yourself into it. That's what that voice was right there. That was your voice right there. Well, you know, kind of, sort of, maybe.
380 on OBP last year. He doesn't steal. That's the issue.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know I'm on the clock.
Two there.
There we go.
Anthony Rizzo. It's tough to talk. And do
this. Another guy that's going too late, in my opinion, because people remember the way he finished, but he played with a concussion. It was ridiculous. Those can linger. I get it. I'll take my chances. So now where are you going, Boggs? You just gonna get David Crawford now, or are you keep waiting?
I don't know, man. Because if I wait, it's like Pena and then Lawler and Neto and
I still need a middle infield too.
Wait a minute.
I'm not gonna say anything because there's a dude I was looking at a second ago that really curious if it's a target of yours now.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm gonna wait. So I think I'm gonna take Lodolo here.
Nick Lodolo.
But he is banged up. What's going on with
Yeah, his leg still isn't fully tibia, healed up yet.
At least a week away. Yeah.
No. And that's the injury he had to last season.
So hard pass.
Yes.
Hard pass then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is there a good starter that I really
Not
want here?
For me, dog.
And it's gonna be a no for me, dog. I like Taj. Maybe this is
early. This is unbelievable looking at these player pools.
I go with Sal Frelick.
I like that. Gonna get that flexibility. Obviously, we won't know because it's a mock draft, but I think that's a fun pick right there.
I mean, didn't he open up at third?
Yeah, they during the offseason he worked out with Pedroia at third and second base. He's been playing third base almost primarily during the spring.
Yeah, and third base was an issue for me. I waited and took Bohm, so I still need a starting shortstop. But
yeah, I think you're gonna be saying that by round 23.
Well, we only have 22 rounds, so hopefully not. But we'll see. I will actually probably make that pick next. Pepio, Leclerc, and Robert Stevenson all after me. What do you think about the closing situation in Anaheim?
I'd try to stay away for the most part, but
not an Estevez truther at all.
I'd take Estevez if I had to pick between the two, because that's what I know it's coach speak, but that's what they're saying. They said it last year, no matter how bad he was the guy. And that's
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Kind of where they're leaning right now, so I'd run with that. Plus, Stevenson has a shoulder issue right now.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, who I took early, like in a early December draft before they even got Stevenson was Ben Joyce. Joyce has got closer stuff. 100%. So.
He has no command, but he has a lot of stuff. You are 100% correct.
Yeah. I mean, look, we're talking around 48 or of, you know, a 50 round draft or something like that. Yeah,
so. I am not disagreeing with you on that one.
Let's see.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Right, so where are we looking next? We can finally get in your shortstop, or are you gonna keep, you know, diddling?
Whoa. Yeah, I think I'm just gonna pull the trigger on Rengifo.
Yeah, that's the name I was thinking of when I saw them earlier. So I'm not gonna say him out loud. Yeah. Might be the same
when you
guy.
When you did the you know, we did the sleepers episode and I had Rengifo on it, and then you know, he has his hamstring issue coming into camp. But then you never know what wild card Ron Washington is going to say. And then he said that Rengifo and Moniak are the two guys he envisions leading off. Yep. So there goes Lodolo.
I love Rengifo.
Guy off my cue, I was like, so.
Yeah. I got to go. There goes Jeremy Pena. So there's one less guy to take Rengifo from you.
Lord.
Buxton. I've never been a Buxton guy, but his ADP this year is very enticing.
Yeah, he is gone at this point every single time the Wells traps. Yeah. So.
It's very
to have
enticing.
Him still available is for an ITL draft is pretty good. So
it's good. It's good that people had a chance to enjoy Byron Buxton outside of the Welsh.
Yeah, finally. Yeah, Welsh goes, he's going to steal 30. And I said, what, million?
30 million.
Rengifo, there we go. I have a starting shortstop.
There you go. With. Now you're on the board. You're on the board.
Catcher, MI, outfield, and three pitcher spots. That's what I got left.
I have catcher, MI, outfield, util, and three pitcher spots. So we're pretty close. Pretty close. We're going to be battling for the same position.
Oh, yeah, we are really, too.
It's going to be good.
Tell me about your boy Kyle Harrison, because I kind of like him, but it seems like Mason doesn't like him. Do you like him?
I'm buying much more into him now because the leash is kind of loosened, so he's going to get his run. If he could just – he doesn't have to be perfect on command, just kind of cut it back a little bit. He's got such elite strikeout stuff that you can't find late in the drafts that it's a risk I'm willing to take. And if it sucks, you can drop him at this point.
All right. So after I took Frelick, just recapping, Leclerc, Pepio, Stevenson, Witt, Leody Taveras, Reed Detmers in to end out the 15th to 16th round so far has gone. Morton, Cano, Lodolo, Pena, Buxton, Turner, Rengifo to me, Braxton Garrett, Nestor Cortez, Ahmad Rosario, James Wood, Eugenio Suarez, and Bubba is up and goes Ranger.
Robert Suarez closer for the San Diego Padres.
I think he's going to close too, yes. Which is why I was a little surprised Matsui went ahead.
It's happening in all the drafts right now. They're all just glued to Matsui.
I mean, isn't at the end of the day it going to just be a big mixed mess?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be like going down to a San Diego taco stand and getting back to your hotel room in time. It's going to be a mixed mess. It's just the way it's going to be.
So after you took Suarez, MJ Melendez. So we are getting a couple catchers go. Jose Siri to Barrow. Melendez. I don't know. Actually, he's not a catcher anymore. I forget. But outfield and util, but he has that catcher color. So I think Welsh did that in the last draft we did. So
that's silly.
Silly goose.
Now it's getting fun, to say the least.
Andrew Vaughn. You probably have a couple of guys that you want here. Ryan Mountcastle and you're up.
I looked at Vaughn for a second there. I'm going to go Josh Bell at my util.
Oh, man, what a good pick.
Yep, he's sitting around. Some people have that stigma about him, which is foolish to me. But you listen to enough content, there are still a lot of people that just don't believe in Josh Bell.
Yeah, I don't know. I do.
Yeah, so do I. Especially at his price tag, he's not costing anything in drafts.
And he hit 270. He's a three-hole hitter.
And it's just like Jake Berger Bell did the same thing when he left Cleveland and got traded to Miami. His Miami numbers jump off the page just like Burgers.
Yeah. Oh man, Mason Miller was exactly who I wanted. There's like no stolen bases here. So that's great. What about MI? Are there any stolen bases in MI?
Not a lot.
Lawler is projected for the most.
That says everything.
Neto still available. Man. Yeah, I think normally I'm the stolen base guy, but
at least you got Rengifo.
Yeah, Rengifo was a nice pull. Yeah. You know, Goldie's not a donut, so that's nice. Albies will get some. And I have Tucker in my outfield, but Springer, Santander, I don't know. Caminero should get some when he eventually gets called up. Okay. I'm up.
Yeah, what are you going to do? What do you got?
It's not a single player I like. I'm going to take my boy Taj.
Taj Bradley.
I love Taj Bradley. And it's Roto, so I don't have to have those innings. Once again, a guy that maybe have an innings cap, right? But I don't have to worry about that because we're not head-to-head. It's not playoff-based.
And especially at that price point. But I know I keep saying that, but it's so true. It's the skill set's very, very good. He's got control issues. You know, the way he had to pay for him in Fab last year, if he pitched even half better than he did, he'd be going 7 rounds earlier, 8 rounds earlier. The skills are still there, is what I'm trying to say, at that price point. So that's good.
Jake Fraley, Jose Abreu, Cal Raleigh.
Catch your time. Let's roll. Let's go. Gabriel Moreno's there for you.
Dude, I got Sean Murphy in the 21st round in the last mock we did.
Yeah, I don't want any Sean Murphy. He can have him.
I mean, in the 21st round?
Well, I'll take him in the 21st round. There could be a lot of catchers in the 21st round.
Yeah, there were. But you would rather have him like what? Like Logan O'Hoppe?
I love Logan O'Hoppe. Logan O'Hoppe's my favorite.
I like
favorite.
Logan O'Hoppe too. I like guys that play though.
Yeah, Logan O'Hoppe. Yeah, it was one season, Bogman. Yeah, okay. You can say the same for Sean Murphy.
You can, yeah.
As long as Travis d'Arnaud's there, it should be tough for Sean Murphy to play enough.
That's true.
Oh, it's weirdly, sadly true, is all I'm going to say. That's why I'm off of Sean Murphy is when healthy, they platooned every other day, and that's just the way it rolled.
Boy, this really got away. I'm gonna have to take Lawler just because I need stolen bases, and, you know, there's not a world where I would generally take Caminero and Lawler on the same team because there's a possibility they both start in the minors. Shut up, Bubba.
You can get Jake McCarthy.
Just shut up.
Come on, man. Miles Straw.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, these projections. you know, Kenson Maeda, Max Kepler. I feel like these were getting faster picks at the end, which is kind of crazy.
Yep.
Probably because I'm lamenting taking every single one of these picks. Probably.
Well, there's that, and everyone's honed in on their like four positions they have left.
Lawler for me.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
So after I took Taj, went Jake Fraley, Jose Abreu, Cal Raleigh, Mackenzie Gore, Colt Keith, Pete Lambert, Jason Adam, Cutter Crawford, Marcus Stroman, Kenta Maeda, Max Kepler, Chris Paddock, Jordan Lawler, and Jonathan India. And Nick takes Yiner Diaz in the 18th round, one of the better values.
Love Yiner Diaz, one of my favorites out there. Big fan.
And so it's on you. What are you doing here?
I'm taking Zach Neto.
Neto's
just because I'm sick and tired of the rest of these guys that are showing up on this board. We're just going to finish this middle infield thing and walk away.
Ooh,
probably not the best approach in this, but I'm just not. I don't want to keep clicking on this board. It is not.
I know. I already know my. I'm going to look horrific on the standings. So
yeah, we're just going to go there and walk away. Okay, done and done. Catcher, outfield, and two pitchers. Where are we going?
I have the exact same. I have catcher, outfield, and two pitchers.
I'm going to go Kyle Harrison here. I'll get my boy.
Okay. Yeah.
I had him queued up. So it's not just because you said it. I had him queued up.
No, of course not.
I think I'll go here.
And that's why I asked you. You're the Giants guy. You're supposed to know.
Unfortunately, these days. God, it's so depressing. Yeah, and there's They're still linked to Chapman and Snell, apparently, which, God, just end my misery.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh! In this league.
I'm back!
Linking me to players that will never sign up.
There goes Sean Murphy.
I was saying, there's Sean Murphy around 18. He got a steal, Bogman, a steal last time.
Yeah, I'm going to take Gabby Moreno here if he's still available. I don't know why he would be. He shouldn't be at this point, but 3-hole hitter. I'll take him.
Yep, 8 home runs. It's worth it.
Tristan McKenzie is going to hit 280 and win a gold glove, so he's never going to come off the field. So
Christopher Sanchez, that's a good pick.
You can down talk my picks all you want. Oh man, I thought it was ahead of you.
Yeah, I will down talk your picks all.
I was ready to fist pump, you jerk.
Yep. You really going Gabby here?
Yeah, I'm gonna take Gabby and then Parker Meadows, the leadoff hitter, on the way back. So because I do need stolen bases too. Runs are also always hard to come by. So, yes. I mean, I want to kind of take Pete Crow Armstrong, but good Lord, that's going to give me, I'm going to start looking like Luke's team with all the young guys on it, right? Yeah. I'm going to have Lawler and Caminero and Sal Frelick and Pete Crow Armstrong. It's too many risks.
So. Yeah, it's starting to sound like Pete Crow might be the odd man out here pretty soon.
So. I know. Yeah. That's kind of what it's sounding like as well. And guess who's at the top of my board from a million rounds ago still is JP Crawford, who I could take him off.
Yeah, you could erase that one real quick and live life a lot happier.
I kind of like JP Crawford for what he is and where he goes.
He's a good real life player. Yeah. In our world. Mm-mm.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. So let's just start queuing up.
Almost. I'll take Gabby.
Francisco Alvarez, Gabby Moreno.
Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy.
That's right.
All right, let's start queuing up some more people. Chris Bryant still is hanging out like he doesn't every draft because he sucks.
I mean, at this point.
Trust me, I've gotten close to that lately. Is like the whole.
There he goes. You said his name. There he goes immediately.
Yahtzee. Hoover. Yeah, dog, you. Yeah, you sailor, you.
You old sailor, you. Where is she? She's still in the house.
It's so hard to do a clean show with you sometimes. our minds go to the same gutter.
You should have heard the very first time I did like a serious spot with Pizapia. Not like serious as in it's meaningful. The radio station, right? Just for the people listening. He reminded me. Twice. Oh, damn it.
Parker Meadows.
God, I can't believe I should have taken Parker Meadows over Gabby.
One catcher league.
Oh, needs. Yeah.
John Gray and Canyon. That's a great turn this late. It really is. I like both those guys late in drafts. That's a fun turn. God. Especially Canyon. Big Canyon fan.
I think I might just take Bradish.
At this point, why not, right? Go full YOLO.
I mean, who's the good guy to take over him? Gray, maybe? Ranger Suarez?
Gray just went. So that ain't
no, John, Josiah Gray.
Oh, yeah. It is getting bleak. I have Ranger Suarez and a couple other randos. But, yeah, pitching's pretty much.
Man, I like Varland. I like Silseth. I don't know. It's getting
Silseth is good. I like Silseth.
Walker's pretty low down here. I like Sean Manaea. He's kind of low.
Yeah. Tyon's always good for 15s. He's not sexy, but he's just stable.
Yeah. I'm searching for the secret down here. He's
It's not there. It's gone.
Yeah, it seems like all the secrets are gone.
Yeah, it's not in the form of a G, so it's gone.
I'll take Bradish. Fine.
Do
round
it.
20.
Yep.
I'll do it in round 20.
Hopefully he comes back soon.
That'll boost me for the projections, I think.
Yeah, because they have no clue. Look at you trying to rig the system for a silly
model. I mean, a little bit, but also Kyle Bradish in the 20th round. Yeah, that was pick 288.
I get it. You don't have to preach to me. I get it.
293.
I got to decide. Do I want to go? Let me see what I got. One pitcher spot. Do I want to go AJ Puck or Chase Silseth? That is the question.
It's a big question.
It's a very big question. It might be one that I go and take a catcher first and see what comes back to me. That might be the scenario. Let people help me with this dilemma. I can get Wilson Contreras and get Logan Ohapi right now. Might do that instead. So no one else gets any ideas in the catcher corner.
There goes Silseth.
Well, there goes that. Tank at it again. There goes Baz. Oh, man. I'm going to stick to my guns. I'm a Logan Ohapi guy, so let's go.
Logan Ohapi, there he goes.
That's my dude. Make fun of me all you want.
I mean, Logan Ohapi's a good pick, and I actually have him in, like, every dynasty league that I have. Yeah, so
because you're smart.
So. I don't hate him. I just, you know, yeah, give me Gabby for sure.
That's fine. Okay, there goes Garver. I'm going to try to get AJ Puck here if I can. That'd make me very happy. Take a chance on Puck. And at worst, you have some fun things you can yell when he stinks. So good.
Two picks left.
Yep. Two rounds to go. There goes Seth Brown. Man, a couple years ago, he was like a target in these drafts for me. Then he got hurt and he never bounced back.
Yeah, it's rough in the streets, as you have stated a couple times here. There goes Josiah Gray.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, it might be. Is there any like secret closer
AJ
left?
Puck. Since I'm not going to take him, I have David Robertson out there just in case he gets the Texas gig. And then Brebbia for the White Sox.
Why is Lange still around?
Who? Lang. Oh, Lang from Detroit. Yeah, that's a great question as well. So he's another one. I'm just cleaning up my queue now. So I can have no more pitcher spots. Boom, boom, boom.
See, the all good got thing,
utility.
Rengifo is already paying off for me, by the way, because I can move him to outfield and then take JP Crawford. So
things just no one thought they'd say. Things shut up. No one thought they'd ever shut up. Say. Clip that one, Army.
Whatever. Yeah.
Rengifo's already paying off for me, so I can put him in the outfield and draft JP Crawford.
Okay. Well, hold on, though. Do you want Crawford, or do you want, just looking at the ADP, Velasquez?
I say Johan Rojas, Velasquez, Wallner.
Wallner is my other option.
Yeah.
But I really need, I need stolen bases, so it doesn't make sense for Crawford either. But who am I going to take? Should I take a shot on Mason Wynn?
Johan Rojas, Philadelphia Phillies.
I just don't know. I mean, he's a gold glover.
Then take JP Crawford and just let me talk to you for another round and a half.
Oh, whatever.
You're on the clock now.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm just going to go BPA. So I'm going to take Wallner.
There you go. That's fair. Although I can live with that. If you were to take a JP Crawford, I just would have been like, holy Bogman.
Thanks a lot, Bubba.
Sorry, I went pretty good there for a while.
What, an hour 17 in the first one. I think I might have said it a couple times.
I'll say, I'll take that. I've bit my tongue a lot tonight already.
Very true. So, Wallner. Yeah.
So you got one spot left. What do you need? Pitcher?
Pitcher. Yeah. There's a lot of pitchers I actually like here. Lance Lynn was not one of them, but Varland, Walker, Sean Manaea, Alex Lang, one of that group.
I like Manaea. I like Manaea, so I can see that. It is crazy living in a world where Lance Lynn is a round 21 draft pick right now.
Well, did you watch the Diamondbacks hit four homers inning against him?
I believe we were texting each other at one point during that fear jubilation.
I tell you what, the closest I've ever had the cops being called on me.
I know my Giants friends and I were texting each other, just loving life.
Of course. Yeah. Anytime you can watch the Dodgers.
Because Kershaw did it right before that. And it was just like, it's glorious.
Yeah. It was like, what was that? Like six runs in the first or whatever against Kershaw. So
it was one of those things when you look over at your lady friend and go, see, sometimes go. Never mind. I'm gonna stop before you edit that one out.
All right. All right, Bubba. Come on.
Last round.
Good Lord. Yeah. Bubba obviously is turning into a pumpkin here. So can't have a normal conversation with him at the end. So
Nope. This is good times. You see, Dan Soder's got a new special coming out this week.
I did, dude. I tell you what, H. Foley's was pretty good.
It was. I watched that.
Did you watch it?
Yep.
I think I have diabetes, Mom.
Yes.
Oh, man. That was such so a killer. Good.
And then, you know, this ain't CBD. This is fentanyl. yeah, there's some good stuff out there on YouTube these days. Gillis has his, you see his TV show on Netflix coming out?
I saw that it is coming out. I still haven't watched all of the SNL yet.
It's not that great. The opener,
that's what I've heard.
Opening monologue is good. They cut the best skit. You can find it online, though. They cut the best skit.
Did they really? Okay.
Yeah. No.
Is that the one? Is that the one about the HR department?
No, that's in
there. That's the one I saw. That one was
pretty funny. That's in there. The rear end plug with the Green Bay Packers fan is still in there.
I didn't see that one.
Oh, that's one of the last skits. It's not bad, but there was like a it's like a Progressive commercial or something, or one of those insurance commercials. The one that has the ostrich and the guy in the yellow shirt with the tie.
Oh, the Limu Imu. Yeah.
They redo that with him. They cut that one. It's good.
He's Doug. Oh man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
Ending out the last couple rounds here, round 21, Josiah Gray, Matt Chapman. Oh God, Matt Chapman in round 21. So good by Don. Puck, Ruiz, Peterson, DeGrom went. Westberg, MacArthur, Wallner, Lynn, Emmett Sheehan, Cronenworth, Wynn, Contreras, Heim, and then last round, round 22, Jay Davis, Gavin Lux, Robertson, Varland, Hawk, Scherzer, Manaea, Jeff McNeil, Kikuchi, Flores, the Crybaby, Tyler Stevenson, Luke is up, and then you will have your last pick. Who's it going to be?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
Seven, Reichenot. Six is Nick Simpson. Five is Bogman at 90.
Boom!
Is Bubba at 91? And
that's called a victory.
Barrow is third at 92. Brant Hoover at 94, and Cody was the number one team at a 95 score. So I know you
had
to know.
Acuna. Barrow had Acuna. It doesn't even count.
Yeah, Barrow. So he doesn't count. But really, you were third. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, obviously.
Okay. Well, then I was fourth. So if Barrow doesn't count, but awesome. Appreciate you coming on. You know, wish it went a little faster. We didn't have that hiccup in the middle, so we could go over the teams. But I know you got to go pick up the little one. But appreciate you coming on. And remember, everybody, follow Bubba at BD Entrick and tell us once again everywhere they can find you, all the stuff that you're doing, so everyone knows where to find all your work.
It's all on Twitter, but Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, Fantasy Pros, Baseball HQ. I'll be back with the First Pitch Pod and much more. So, and my Substack. So just go to my Twitter. Thanks for having me as always, Boggs. I love chatting with you, my friend.
All right, back at it. Bubba is gone. He had to go pick up the little one, but here I am to go over the results. Let's take a look at, we'll go 5-1 here. Since I was 5 and Bubba was 4, and we usually take a look at the top three here. So, my team, for context here, my catcher was Gabby Moreno. My first baseman was Paul Goldschmidt. Ozzie Albies I had at second. At short, I had Junior Caminero. Third, I had Alec Bohm. This kind of moved my stuff around. I had Santander at CI now, Lawler at MI, Kyle Tucker, George Springer, Luis Rengifo, Sal Frelick, Matt Wallner is my outfield with Candelario as my util. Starting pitchers, Yamamoto, Zach Eflin, Michael King, Jose Barrios, Taj Bradley, Kyle Bradish, and Sean Manaea. My closers were Edwin Diaz, Pete Fairbanks. So, I don't know. I felt okay about this team. Like I said, going through it, I didn't really care for the speed. I don't think I had enough speed on this team. And the what do we got here? The analysis says, what if you had taken Cody Bellinger at 5.9 and drafted a pitcher later? Your score would have been significantly higher. So I went after the pitching early, skipped Bellinger. I don't know about that one. The steals, they said, Gabby Moreno in the seventh round was 7 rounds later than he's ranked, and Kyle Bradish 2 rounds later than he's ranked. But Bradish obviously is a little bit of a mix. My reaches were Barrios, Caminero, and Sal Frelick. Categorically good. Top five in average in wins, and best in ERA and WHIP. And Pisa Pia likes my team more than anybody else. In terms of what I was good and bad at, according to the stats, they had me at fourth in runs, fifth in homers, seventh. And this is Bubba. Why is it giving me Bubba score here? Hold on. I gotta switch this to mine. Let's see. This one says mine. Let's take a look at this one. Okay. 12 out of 15. I was bad in the hitting categories. It had me 12, 13, 10, 13, and third. That's runs, homers, RBI, stolen base, and average. So my average was high and everything else was bad, as opposed to my normal look. In terms of pitching, I was highest in ERA and WHIP and wins, 6th in strikeouts, 8th in saves. I was probably boosted a little bit by Bradish, but I don't know what the projections have for Bradish anymore on Fantasy Pros. I'm sure I was a little skewed because of that. So let's take a look at Bubba's team. Bubba, his catcher, Logan Ohapi, Rhys Hoskins at first, Gleyber Torres, Bobby Witt, Brian Hayes, Josh Bell, Zach Neto. His outfield, Arozarena, Yelich, Suzuki, Taylor Ward, Nelson Velasquez, and Anthony Rizzo. Starting pitchers, Gossman, Lizardo, Chris Sale, Eduardo Rodriguez, Brandon Pfaadt, Kyle Harrison. Relievers, Andres Munoz, Robert Suarez, and AJ Puck. So I like this team. I'm thinking, looking through it, it may lack power. He has power in, like, you know, you're going to get it from Hoskins. You're going to get it from Arozarena, right? But he has guys that are just going to be a little bit under with their power. Key Brian Hayes at third, Josh Bell as his CI. Yelich, Suzuki aren't really power hitters. Neither is Taylor Ward. That's why he took the risk on Velasquez at the end and also went with Anthony Rizzo at the end. The staff, I think, is great. Gossman, Lizardo, Sale, Eduardo, Pfaadt, Kyle Harrison. And for waiting on relief pitchers, I thought he did pretty well there in terms of categories. Now that we are on Bubba's team, fourth in runs, fifth in homers, third in stolen bases, seventh in RBI, 11th in average. So average was the one thing dragging for him. His pitching, middle of the pack in wins, low in saves because he did wait, even though he had three guys. They had him projected at 50. He was 10th. High in strikeouts, 5th. ERA, 3rd. WHIP, 5th. So very, very good with the pitching staff, as I stated before. In terms of, let's see, who was third here? Barrow was third. So let's click on Barrow's name here. If this thing wants to go. By the way, Frank Immorante was the person who liked Bubba's draft the most. And I looked earlier, Welsh was third highest on his. So Barrow was third, score of 92. His team here, he was Hugh Mann was his team name. And pull the draft board back up. He had the, I thought he had the first pick. And now I'm not seeing him on this board. Oh, God, that's weird. Anyway, his he did have the first pick because he had Acuna. And they have him here at like 11th or something. I don't know. It's very strange. Anyway, catcher, Sean Murphy. First base, Vlad Guerrero. Second, Andres Jimenez. Yeah, CJ Abrams, Muncy, and Vaughn, and Tim Anderson. His outfield, Acuna, Castellanos, Cedric Mullins, Tyler O'Neill, Jose Siri, Seth Brown. And his pitching staff, Burns, Steele, Hunter Brown, Lucas Giolito, Tristan McKenzie, Josiah Gray, with relief pitchers of Hader, Helsley, and Lawrence. So I think that maybe the batting average is going to be lacking here? No, we got Tim Anderson. He's got a lot of stolen bases. Well, let's take a look. I can't really figure out why he would be third. This team looks really strong. The pitching staff, I mean, getting Burns and Steele at the top is good. Maybe it's a little risky with, like, Hunter Brown, Giolito, McKenzie, and Gray at the end. That's probably what they're going to hit ding him for. So let's take a look at the categories. And, no, I mean, he's high in everything. Second, third, fourth in runs, homers, and RBI. First in stolen bases, 212. He has 50 more stolen bases than the next highest projected person. Average is seventh at 260. Wins were low. His ERA and WHIP is where he did get killed. It was 404, which made it 14 out of 15, and dead last in WHIP at 15. The saves were fifth. The strikeouts were fourth, so high there. And, you know, he just kind of took the hit in the things that are the hardest to control anyway, which is a smart decision, I think, overall. So that was Barrow. He was third. Second was our boy Brant Hoover here. Brant Hoover had a score of 94. By the way, Andy Behrens was liked Barrows the most here. Brant Hoover had Chase Davis of Fantasy Pros as his number one expert. His team here, Brant Hoover is, now I got to see where they put him on this board because they moved everybody around. William Contreras, catcher, Cody Bellinger at first, Marcus Semien at second, Anthony Volpe with Machado, Jorge Polanco, and Justin Turner ending out his infield. That's incredible. Outfield, Tatis, Ozuna, Yoshida, Chris Bryant, Jake Fraley, Brian De La Cruz. So a little weak at the end of the outfield there. The starting pitching, Logan Webb, Justin Verlander, Bailey Ober, Max Scherzer, and Lance Lynn. That's a lot of risk, I'll say, in that pitching staff. And the relievers are Class A, Romano, Leclerc, and Chris Paddock. So, like I said, maybe a little bit risky on the back end of the staff, but, I mean, those hitters for Brant Hoover are so good. And let's take a look at what he was in the categories. Yeah, the hitting, I mean, he was so high. Third in runs, second in homers, second in RBI, seventh in stolen bases, fourth in average. The pitching, 13th in wins, 15th in strikeouts. Good in WHIP, fourth. ERA was eighth, so kind of middle of the pack, but second in saves as well. So that is why Brant Hoover was ranked so high. That offense, just an absolute murderer. And, of course, Cody, our boy here, at number one. And this is not clicking on his name. I don't know why you won't work for me, because it's late. All right, here we go. Who liked his team the most? It was Jesse Severe of Fantasy Hockey Life. We got our boy Jesse to enter his draft picks, his draft rankings into Fantasy Pros, and I like to see him here. I love that. Let me just look at the expert opinions. Jesse Severe liked him. I didn't like this team. Apparently, I didn't like Max Fried. I know I'm lower on Max Fried overall. I don't know why. I think everybody else is high on him, but I'm lower on him. Good team behind him, of course. Just doesn't stay healthy. Bieber, I'm not a big Bieber guy. And Craig Kimbrell, I guess he had on this team, and that is why I didn't end up liking it. So Cody, his team, Cal Raleigh, Christian Walker, Jose Altuve, Ezekiel Tovar, Austin Riley, Tristan Casas, Jeremy Pena, Aaron Judge, Jazz Chisholm, Ian Happ, Stephen Kwan, Hunter Renfroe, and Jake Cronenworth. Man, that's pretty good. I mean, he kind of waited like me on the shortstop. Cody went with Tovar and Pena, so we were kind of stuck in the same thing. I think he stuck his landing better. Max Fried, I don't like as an ace, and he has Max Fried as an ace. Joe Musgrove, Shane Bieber, Kenta Maeda, and then he filled the rest in. So only five starters, then five relievers. Kimbrell. Oh, yeah, Pivetta in there. I'm sorry. They marked Pivetta as a reliever. About Kimbrell, Stevenson, Presley, and oh, they marked Louis Varland as a reliever, too. Weird. Both those guys are going to start. So 7-3, which makes way, way, way more sense here in terms of categories. Just really didn't sink in anything. The only thing he was below average in is average at 11, and then saves at 10th. His wins, he was tied for 7th, but everything else is pretty high. I guess RBI was 7th too, but fourth in runs, fifth in homers, third in stolen bases, fifth in strikeouts, third in ERA, fifth in whip. So he just didn't really bottom out in any category, and that is why he ended up as the number one team here. And let's take a look at the experts who liked his team the most. Frank Amarante, Dalton Del Don, Chris Welsh, Brad Camara, Mike Mayer all liked his team. Who hated your team? Our boy Jesse Sevier didn't like it. Andy Behrens, Kelly Kirby, Chase Davis, and Tim Kanak all did not like Cody's team. But that is it for this episode. We will see you guys next week. Remember to check out In This League and the Patreon at inthisleague.com or ITLArmy/Patreon. Patreon.com/ITLArmy, excuse me, will get you there. That is it for us this week. Have a great day, everybody, and a great week. And I love you, and we will see you later. Bye-bye.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League
is cooking.
Let's dive in here, CK, and let's start with the Cincinnati Bengals. They have the ninth most cap space right now at $50.6 million. Looking at their offense at QB, they just need to get Browning back. He is a UFA as well as AJ McCarron. Joe Burrow is there. Obviously, you'd want some health from Joe Burrow, but getting a backup or just really getting Browning back is a priority for the running back spot. I think they're good. Mixon and Brown are still good. There's a chance Mixon could be cut, but they also still have Chris Evans, who they like. So I think they're doing okay. Running back at wide receiver, Higgins got the franchise tag. Chase is healthy again. They have Yosevich and Jones at 3 and 4. So they have to decide if they're going to trade Higgins, if they're going to keep him. I think they're going to end up keeping him. So I think they're going to end up being okay wide receiver. But I have it kind of like just at least get some depth. Tight end's an issue. No one on the roster right now. Everyone that was on the roster last year, Irv Smith, Drew Sample, Tanner Hudson, Wilcox, all are UFAs. So tight end is one of the biggest priorities on this team. Offensive tackle. They paid Orlando Brown and he played all but 12 snaps at left tackle. So he's good, but Jonah Williams is a UFA. So they need to address it or give that job outright to Jackson Carmen, who they drafted, I think it was last season or two seasons ago. So they have a need at tackle. Interior of the offensive line, all the snaps are back between Kappa, Karras, and Volson, but none of them were very good. So I think interior of the offensive line is potentially a need as well, or at least a fix that they need. A big need for them is on the interior. Reader is a UFA. He was a top 10 run defender on the interior, according to PFF, and since he was 26 against the run last year. So that is what they need to do. Edge is as solid as a group that you'll see in the league. Hubbard, Murphy, Sample, Osai, I think they're fine there.